路加福音第五章第六节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 5 verse 6. Verse 6. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking.
第七节。
Verse 7. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink.
这里说彼得他们下网就牵住了许多的鱼。
So it says here that Peter and the others, they cast on their net and caught a great number of fish.
因为有主耶稣指示他们，有主耶稣祝福他们。
Because this was under the direction and the blessing of Jesus Christ.
那在另外一个地方，同样的情形，那更详细的记载说，他们网到了153条的鱼。
And it records elsewhere in more detail that they caught 153 fish.
那因为有主耶稣的祝福，所以网没有破。
And because of the blessing of Jesus Christ, the net did not break.
彼得也曾经听主耶稣给他的吩咐，他去钓到一条鱼。
And Peter, once upon the instruction of Jesus, he caught one fish.
因为一条线所以他只钓到一条鱼。
And because he only had one line, he could only catch one fish.
但是一个网子就捕了一网的鱼。
But a net can catch a great number of fish.
如果说这个网子是一万条线所编织成的。
And if we say that this net was woven together with 10,000 threads.
如果同时有一万只钓竿抛到水里。
And then if 10,000 fishing rods were cast into the water as well.
可能要五千个人来或者至少一千个人来照顾这一万只钓竿。
Then probably you would need at least 1,000 people to take care of this catch.
但是撒一个网应该不用到一千个人。
But just to cast one net, you probably don't need 1,000 people.
那一万只钓竿也不一定在那个时间内可以钓到那个一网的鱼。
And even if you cast 10,000 rods into the water, you may not be able to catch as many fish as would be caught in the net.
这告诉我们说这个团队它的力量它的重要。
And this teaches us the importance of a team.
那当然人的团队不一定要像那个网子一样是一万条线才能够织成一个网子。
And of course, when we're talking about teams of people, they are not necessarily like this 10,000, they're not made up of like 10,000 fishing rods.
甚至最少的两个人就可以是一个团队。
Because even with two people, they also can form a team.
那两个人所组成的团队，他也能够，如果是真的一个美好的团队，他能够造成很大的力量，很大的影响。
And even with just two people, if they really are a good team, they can also bring out a very good and powerful outcome.
所以丈夫跟妻子其实就是一个最好，就是应该是一个最好的团队。
So actually, husband and wife, they should be the best team.
这个丈夫太太来建设一个基督化的家庭，那所带来的力量跟影响是会很大的。
Because if the husband and wife can form a Christ-like family, then they can bring out a great outcome.
至少能够造就自己的孩子。
And at the very least, they can edify their own children.
那被造就的孩子又能够去影响别人，造就别人。
And these children, in turn, can also edify others.
所以所谓的团队，它不一定在于人数的多少。
So a team is not necessarily dependent on the number of people.
很要紧的是这个团队他的素质。
But what is more important is the quality of the team.
圣经里头有一个例子。
And the Bible gives us an example.
这个扫罗的儿子耶拿丹跟为他拿兵器的一个少年人，他们就曾经是一个团队。
The son of Saul, Jonathan, and his armor bearer, they were once a team.
一个小小的团队，但是他们决定了一场征战的胜利。
This very small team were able to decide the outcome of a battle.
我们请看撒母耳记上十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14.
撒母耳记上十四章第六节。
1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 6. Verse 6, then Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor, come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few.
第七节,
Verse 7, so his armor bearer said to him, do all that is in your heart, go then, here I am with you according to your heart.
在这里, 耶拿丹对他的拿兵器的少年人有这样的一个提议。
So Jonathan had this suggestion for his young armor bearer.
因为当时两边的军队在那边对立着。Because
the armies of both sides were fighting against one another.
情势非常的紧张。And
it was very tense.
但是两边都互相没有进展。But
they were at a standstill.
这个耶拿丹说，让我们两个人来做一个开始。So
Jonathan said to his armor bearer, let the both of us make a start.
因为耶拿丹 他有一股的对神的信心。
Because Jonathan had this faith towards God.
为什么以色列人他们不敢前进？
And why is it that the Israelites were unwilling to move forward?
因为从人来估计啊， 他们人少， 而且他们看起来他们的兵力比较弱。
Because from the viewpoint of man, they were few in number and their weapons were not good either.
但又很少的人去看到说神在我们当中。
And very few people could see that God was amongst them.
那这个耶拿丹他有这样的信心，他说是神让人得胜，不在于人多人少。
So Jonathan had this faith that victory lies in the Lord and it does not lie in a number.
那这个拿兵器的呢，他听耶拿丹这么一讲，他的信心也增强了。
So upon hearing these words, the armor bearer's faith was also stirred up.
他就对耶拿丹说， 你要怎么做，我就跟着你做。
And so he said to Jonathan, do all that is in your heart and I am with you.
所以这两个人就成为了一个团队。
So these two people became a team.
他们有同样的信心。
And they had the same faith.
他们有同样的行动。
And they had the same actions.
因为他们事先有了沟通， 他们都彼此来同意这个提议。
Because they communicated with one another and they agreed on the suggestion.
我们再请看到23节。
Let's also look at verse 23. Verse 23, so the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle shifted to Beth Aven.
这里就讲到说，结果他们得着神的帮助，那一天以色列人就得胜，一直的追赶敌人。So
the outcome was that the Lord helped them, and they were victorious over their enemies.
这个胜利是从这两个人开始的。And
this victory started with just these two people.
所以不要小看我们一个小小的团队。So
we should not look down on even the smallest of teams.
他一开始的时候只是一个很小的力量。Because
at the start, the strength may be small.
但是他的影响力会不断的在增加。But
the impact can continue to grow.
我们看到在丹尼里书里头，丹尼里跟他三个朋友。And
we see in the book of Daniel, Daniel and his three friends.
他们在整个巴比伦帝国里头也只是 非常非常的少数。And
they were the minority in the land of Babylon.
但是这四个人他们就成为了一个团队。But
these four people also became a team.
尤其当遇到了一个重大的事情。Especially
when they came against a crisis.
这件事情已经威胁到许多人的生命，包括他们四个人。To
the point where the lives of others and their lives also were at risk.
国王下了一道命令。So
the king had given forth a decree.
他们这一类的人，国王很生气，都要把他们击杀了。And
the king was very angered against these people, and he wanted to destroy them all.
所以这一大群的人呢，他们是很紧张的。So
all of these people were very anxious.
因为国王所下的命令，那就是命令。Because
whatever instruction is given by the king, it was so.
丹尼里跟他三个朋友也包括在这一群人里头。And
Daniel and his three friends were included in this group of people.
丹尼里他邀请他这三个朋友，他们一起来祷告，求告神。So
Daniel requested that he and the three friends pray to God together.
他们一起来面对这个威胁。That
they face this crisis together.
他们一起商量我们应该怎么来面对。And
so they decided how it was that they should face it.
他们不但为自己，也为所有的人来解决这个问题。
And not only did they resolve this issue for themselves, they did so for everybody else as well.
那我们都知道，神也垂听了他们的祷告，神将答案来给但以理。
So we know that God heard their prayers and He gave the answer to Daniel.
啊，所以就来解决了这个问题，就来保守了所有其他人的生命。
And so the issue was resolved, and everybody's lives was preserved.
哦，从人来看，四个人跟国王的命令，啊，这个是一个很相差很大的力量。
And in the eyes of men, there is a great gap in the strength of these four people and the decree of the king.
哦，但是因为有神的恩惠的一个团体，他们造成了极大的影响力。
But because this team had the grace of God, they were able to emit much strength.
哦，我们常常提到这个使徒教会他们的发展。
And we often talk about the progress of the apostolic church.
啊，其实，在那整个世代里头，这个信耶稣的人其实是非常的少数。
Actually, during that period, there were very few people who believed in Jesus.
哦，但是这少数的团队，他们也对那个世代造成了很大的影响，很大的震撼。
However, this minority of people were able to effect a great impact on the people around them.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章三十八节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 38.Verse 38, and now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this work is of men, it will come to nothing.
39节
Verse 39, but if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God.
40节
Verse 40, and they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go.
啊，这是当时一个学者，一个很有名的人，叫做加马列，他对这些信耶稣的人的看法。
So this is the viewpoint of a well-known scholar, Gamaliel, of the believers of Jesus.
啊，他说这只是整个社会里头一小部分的人。
And he said they are but a minority in society.
啊，所以他意思是告诉其他的人说，你们不用那么对这些人，你们不用那么的紧张，反应那么的激烈。
So he's saying that you do not need to be so anxious towards these people.
哦，这一小部分的人，他们可能到后来就是自然的消失的。
Because they may just naturally disappear in the end.
哦，如果他们不是出于神的话，他们就会消失的。
And if they are not of God, they will come to nothing.
哦，所以在这种有知识啊、有地位的人来看当时的信耶稣的人，就是这个样子。
So this was the viewpoint of one who was very learned at the time.
哦，这个是一小撮的人，他们起不了什么作用的。
That they are just a small group and they won't be able to achieve much.
啊，但是的确，因为这一小撮的人，他们是属神的团体。
But actually, the small group of people, they were a group of people belonging to God.
啊，他们照着主耶稣给他们的吩咐，他们是同心合意的。
And according to the instruction of Jesus, they were of one heart and mind.
啊，他们是在一起工作的。
And they worked together.
啊，他们的这个背景。他们的个性可能是有很大的差异。
And perhaps there was a great variety in their backgrounds and their characters.
啊，但是神让他们在一起。
But God allowed them to be together.
啊，因为这纯正的道理也让他们继续的保守在一起。
Because this pure truth preserved them together.
啊，然后在他们的灵修里头，他们能够一起工作。
And also in their cultivation, they were able to work with one another.
啊，所以他们甚至啊。被称为是啊，造成这个社会的一个啊震撼的一股力量。
So they became a very great strength in society.
哦，所以有人说那个搅动天下的那一群人又到啊，已经到我们这里来了。
So people said that these people that can move the heavens have come amongst us.
哦，有的圣经说把这个社会啊给它 upside down。搅动这个社会的人
，and some translations say that these people have turned society upside down.
啊，因为他们是一个团队所发出来的力量。
And this is the strength that this team was able to give forth.
好，我们请再看《使徒行传》十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章啊，第一节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manion, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul.
第二节.
Verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
第三节.
Verse 3. Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away.
福音传往非犹太人的社会里头，可以说从这里开始。
So we can say that this is the beginning of the preaching of the gospel to the Gentiles.
在这个之前已经有，但是那只是一个准备的工作。
It existed before this, but it was just preparatory work.
因为这个保罗的传道旅程，几次的传道旅程是从这里开始的。
And because this is the beginning of the ministry of Paul.
那我们看到这里一个很典型、很魔幻的一个团队。
And we see here a very typical team.
从第一节我们看到他们是出自于不同的人种以及背景。
So we see from verse 1 that they come from different backgrounds.
但是在主耶稣的恩惠里头，他们聚在一起。
But under the grace of Jesus, they were able to gather together.
他们有相同的共同的信仰。
And they had a common faith.
所以第二节提到说，他们一起来敬拜神，他们一起在祷告。
So in verse 2, it tells us that they worshipped God together and they prayed together.
然后神在他们的当中来工作。
And then God worked amongst them.
所以就有了第一次保罗、巴拿巴被奉差遣到非犹太人的区域去传福音。
And then for the first time, Paul and Barnabas were sent to preach the gospel amongst the Gentiles.
所以让我们看到这一个团队它是多样性的。
So,
这个团队他们所包括的人是不同样的背景。
So we see that the team is made up of lots of different kinds of people.
但是他们能够打破了这很多的不一样。
But they were able to break through their differences.
所以他们能够成为一个真的有功效的一个团队。
So they were therefore able to become a very effective team.
那这个共同的信仰是一个 是一个很重要的基础。
So this common faith is a very important foundation.
那他们看重敬拜神，他们看重祷告，就是他们看重他们的这种灵性灵修。
And they placed emphasis on worshiping God and praying to God in their spiritual cultivation.
因此，这个团队对当时的整个世界造成了极大的影响。
So this team had a very great impact on society at the time.
所以，今天我们这个宗教教育系要能够做得更有功效，我们真的要看重这种团队。
So for the religious education system to be even more effective, we need to place emphasis on this team.
所以我们既然团队这么重要，我们如何来让一个团队它能够运作得很好？
And seeing as it is so important, how can we allow this team to function well?
那我们可以分成两个层面来看。
And we can look at it on two different levels.
第一个，这整个团队如何来对外？
And the first is how the team looks outwards.
我们所有的教员，我们怎么来对待我们的学生？
And how the teachers treat their students.
在家庭里头，这个父母亲如何来对待我们的孩子？
And how parents treat their children in the family.
一个团队在对外的时候，他们要能够有相同的。 不改变的立场。
So in looking outwards, the team must have this unchanging stance.
我们请看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章19节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 19. Verse 19, But Peter and John answered and said to them, Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge.
20节,
Verse 20, For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
当彼得、约翰他们被带到公会的面前,
So when Peter and John were brought before the council,
他们两个人就代表着当时的其他的这些使徒,
They were representing the other apostles at the time.
在这个时候他们表明他们的立场。
And at this point they are expressing their viewpoint.
对外这个团队他们有相同的立场。
So outwardly, they have this same viewpoint.
甚至是 没有商量的余地。
To the point that there is no room for discussion.
啊，这个彼得跟约翰说，听从你们不听从神，这个在神面前是合理还不合理呢？
So they said whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge.
哦，他们说我们所听见、所看见的，我们不能不说。
For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
哦，所以我们为什么需要有教研手册
？So why is it that we need to have the teacher's manual?
啊，为什么在教会里头啊，我们必须要有一些的条规
？And why is it we need to have various so-called regulations in the church?
哦，因为我们要有相同的啊，相同的立场。
Because we need to have this common standpoint.
啊，我们再请看提多书第一章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter one.
提多书第一章第四节。
Titus chapter 1 verse 4. To Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
在这里保罗称提多是我的真儿子。
So Paul said to Titus here that he is his true son.
其实他们并没有血缘的关系。
And actually they have no blood relation.
但是在耶稣基督里头，他们是弟兄，他们是同工。他们更有着这种好像父子一样啊，这么亲切的关系。
But in Jesus Christ, they are brothers and they are co-workers, and more so, like father and son.
哦，所以保罗跟他的整个团队啊，他们真的是啊，真的是一个很完美的团队。
So in the time of Paul, they really formed a very good team.
哦，那这里说是啊，是照着我们共信之道。
And also it says that it is in our common faith.
这个共信之道就是大家同意不改变的一个立场。
So this common faith is a standpoint upon which everybody has agreed not to change.
那应用到我们的宗教教育系里头也是这个样子。
And this also applies to our religious education system.
我们对我们的学生一定要有一些大家共同认定的一些原则。
So towards our students, we need to have some common principles.
哦，这样子能够让整个团队在工作上能够有更好的效力。
And in this way, we can allow the team to work in a way that will be very effective.
哦，那在整个信仰上，这个永生的价值，它永远是超过一切的。
And in our faith, the value of eternal life will always be above everything.
哦，有关得救、有关永生的事情，这个是不容妥协的。
And there is no compromise in terms of salvation.
那我们对所坚持的事情呢，我们要很有自信。
And we must have a lot of conviction towards the things that we insist upon.
所以每一个班级也一定，我们会列出一些班级的共同来遵守的，上课的时候共同遵守的一些条例。
So in every class, we might have class rules.
那我们应该对我们所定出来的这些条例呢，应该很有自信。
So we need to have a lot of conviction towards these rules.
那我们每一个个人在我们的信仰上，我们的立场也是对我们的立场也是要很有自信。
And every one of us in our faith, we also need to have the same conviction.
这个并不是一种骄傲，这是应该有的原则。
And this is not a form of pride, but it is a principle that we must have.
因为这个神的教会、神的团体，它是有秩序的。
Because this church of God, this team of God, it needs to have this system in place.
因为这是一个跟永生有关系的团体。
Because this is a team that is in relation to eternal life.
所以这个是第一个层面，我们如何来对外。
So this is the first level in how we look outwardly.
那第二个就是我们这个整个团队本身。
And secondly is regarding this the team itself.
这个团队一定要是非常的团结。
This team must be in unity.
这样才能够真正的从神那里来得到最大的力量。
And only then can it receive the greatest amount of strength from God.
所以在圣经里头，和睦、合一这样的字眼是不断的在出现。
So we see in the Bible that words like unity and harmony are repeated over and over again.
那约翰福音十七章，我们说常常说这是主耶稣要离开门徒之前的一个很重要的祷告。
And we often say in John chapter 17 that it is a very important prayer which Jesus offered up before he departed.
因为主耶稣他实在是很了解人性。
because Jesus understood the nature of man.
啊，所以主耶稣他对门徒的一个担心的事情就是他们的合一。
So he was anxious about the unity of his disciples.
啊，所以主耶稣为他们的合一来祷告。
So Jesus prayed for their unity.
啊，主耶稣也知道在他升天以后会不断的有人进入这个团体。
And he knew that after he ascended, that people would continue to enter into this team.
啊，所以主耶稣说，我不但为你们祷告，也为他们祷告。
And so he said, I not only pray for you, I also pray for them.
啊，主耶稣很在意我们的团结合一。
And Jesus placed much attention on our unity and oneness.
啊，因为神的祝福本来就已经准备在那里。
Because the blessing of God is already prepared for us.
哦，神常常是巴不得赶快的。将恩典将福气来请到给我们。
And God actually wants to give his blessing to us as soon as possible.
哦，只是他必须在那边，我们让他在那边久等。
But rather we are the ones that are causing him to wait.
哦，对整个团体来讲，常常神在等着我们的团结合一。
And often God is waiting for the unity and oneness of this group and this team.
啊，所以我们彼此之间的对待，我们要常常很有耐心，但是不是纵容。
So we must show a lot of patience towards one another, but not to indulge one another.
我们要多听不同的意见。
And we need to listen to different opinions.
那有需要来做纠正的，我们还是要提出来谈，需要做纠正。
And when amendments need to be made, we can raise it up for discussion.
那只是我们要很有耐心的，也很有智慧的。来进行这样的事情。
But we need to do these things with patience and with wisdom.
我们请看撒母耳记下十二章。
Turn to 2 Samuel chapter
12. 撒母耳记下十二章第一节。
2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 1. Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor.
在当时大卫王国里，这个王国里头，这个治理国家的团队里头，大卫王本身他有了错误。
And so during the reign of David, during his team, he actually committed a there was a wrongdoing.
纵然是国王有错误，也是需要被纠正的。
And even though the wrongdoing was from the king, he also needed to be corrected.
所以神差遣拿单去做这件事情。
So God sent Nathan to do this.
这个拿单，他很尊敬国王，他也很爱国王。
And Nathan was very respectful of the king, and he loved him also.
所以他很有耐心的，他很有智慧的来做这个纠正的工作。
So he very patiently and wisely did this work.
所以他在什么时候？来进行这个纠正。
So at what time did he do this work?
他在什么时候？在什么时候来做一些回应
？And when did he give a response?
那什么时候去做？如何来做？这个很重要。
And when he did it and how he did it is very important.
那这个尤其是我们当系负责的，这个就是我们要去做的事情。
And especially as RE coordinators, it is work that we must do.
我们大家都一起在追求更好、更完美。
Because we are all pursuing for perfection.
所以不可能我们的教员都十全十美了，所以他来当教员。
So we cannot expect that our teachers are perfect, and that's why they become teachers.
那有一些的缺点，他是会自己知道，自己慢慢的在改进。
And they may have weaknesses that they are aware of and that they are trying to improve.
有时候有些教员他真的是好像进入了这个迷惑里头。
And sometimes it may be that some teachers are actually lost.
但在这个时候还是要把他叫醒，甚至要把他带回来。
And at this time we need to awaken them and help them return.
那我们需要有拿单这样的耐心跟这样的智慧。
And we need to have the same patience and wisdom of Nathan.
所以我们要求智慧。
So we need to pray for wisdom.
好，我们请看撒母耳记列王记上第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记上第三章第九节。
First Kings chapter 3 verse 9. Therefore give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?
啊，这是所罗门王他求智慧。
And here Solomon prays for wisdom.
啊，他整个国家对他来讲就是一个团队。
And to him his kingdom was this group, this one team.
哦，那所以所罗门王求神给他明白的心，给他智慧，来带领这整个国家。
So Solomon asked God to give him an understanding heart with which to lead this kingdom.
好，我们会想说，这个智慧到底是什么
？And we may ask, what exactly is this wisdom?
好，那我们或许没有去想过，这个智慧里头其实有一个很重要的事情，就是耐心。
And perhaps we never thought that. In this wisdom, a very important factor is actually patience.
我们常常认为智慧就是处理事情的的方法。
And we may often think that wisdom is a method in dealing in certain matters.
那其实这方法里头啊，我们常常被我们忽略掉的是这个耐心。
But in our method, we often overlook patience.
其实耐心是一个是一个很好的方法。
And actually, patience itself is a very good method.
我们请再看到同一章的二十八节。
Let's turn to verse 28 of the same chapter.
二十八节。
Verse 28, and all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had rendered, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to administer justice.
这里说到这个会众啊，他们也都认识了所罗门王。心里有神的智慧，能够判断事情。
And here the congregation recognized that the king had wisdom in his heart.
那为什么百姓他们能够发现这一个事实
？And why is it the people were knowing of this?
这个百姓能够有这样的发现、这样的明白，事实上对所罗门王的带领百姓来讲是很重要的。
They had this recognition because of the way that Solomon led the people.
那其实所罗门王处理了一件什么事情
？And Solomon handled a certain matter.
其实就是处理了两个圣经记载着说两个妓女的事情。
And it is the issue concerning two women.
对一个国王来讲，这个是小事情啊。
And to a king, this might be a very trivial matter.
我一个国王，我要处理的事情是国家重大的事情。
And as a king, I have to handle the matters of my nation.
不晓得是人家故意要来考所罗门王，还是怎样，总是这件事情被拿到他的面前。
And we don't know if someone was trying to test the king, but either way, this matter was brought before him.
他没有认为说这个小事情你们怎么不会自己处理，还带到拿到我这里来。
And he did not say, "Oh, this is so trivial. Why are you bringing this before me?"
某某人，你去处理好了。
So and so, you can take care of it.
这个所罗门王他很有耐心的，一个国王来处理这个小事情。
And King Solomon very patiently dealt with this issue.
但是这从这个做的当中啊，让百姓都认识了所罗门王有神的智慧。
But in handling it, the people could see that he had the wisdom of God.
所以。人们对所罗门王就更能够来相信他，来跟他合作。
So the people were able to believe him even more and also to work with him.
所以我们也不要忽略了有时候一些小事情我们也很努力的去把它做好。
So we should not overlook things which we deem to be trivial.
因为常常这也是神给我们的一个机会，让我们跟我们的主言能够有一个更好的。更好的互相认识，互相的信任。
Because often this is an opportunity given to us by God to communicate and to know our team members even better.
在人与人相处之的当中也一定会有一些不和谐、不愉快的事情。
And in our interaction with one another, we may have bad times or times of disharmony.
我们做系护者的我们的工作之一就是要随时的来修补一下这些不愉快的。人与人之间的关系。
And as RE coordinators, we need to act during these times of disharmony.
有一个很重要的一个基本的概念，就是我们也会犯错， 我们也会有疏忽的时候。
And one very basic concept is that we ourselves will have times of wrongdoing and lacking.
哦，所以别人他也会有忽略的时候，也会有犯错的时候。
So likewise, others will have their times of weaknesses and wrongdoing.
哦，所以我们在处理这个人与人之间的不愉快，我们要常常是站在对方的立场。
So when we are handling people relations, we need to look at things from the other person's point of view.
哦，彼此之间有了不愉快，彼此都是受伤的。
When we have disharmony, both parties will be hurt.
哦，那如果你是以第三者来介入
，and if you enter into this issue as a third party,
他们有痛，你没有痛。
If both the other parties are hurting, but you do not,
哦，那你如果以一个我没有痛来处理事情的话，那常常不会处理得很好。
And if you try to handle the issue from that viewpoint, then often the outcome is not good.
好，我们请看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter
12. 哥林多前书十二章二十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25. Verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another.
26节
Verse 26, and if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
所以这个就是告诉我们要跟对方有一个同样的立场，同样的感受。
So we need to stand in the same place as the other person.
那事实上你不是他，你怎么去感受他的痛？
So you are not that person, so how can you feel what they are feeling?
哦，所以你不能够只是看到表面。
So you can just not look on what is outward.
哦，你要去比较深入的去了解。
And you need to try to understand from a deeper viewpoint.
啊，但当你要更深入的去了解，你当然你要花时间，要花精神。
And to understand something on a deeper level, you need to put forth time and effort.
好，所以我们不肯花上时间，花上精神的。我们总是 做出来的事情会很肤浅。
So when you put forth time and effort, you will not do things on a very superficial level.
那有时候是我们本身介入了这个不愉快的一个环境里头。
And sometimes we are part of disharmony itself.
总是这种不愉快的事情要越快处理越好。
So in these cases, we need to act as soon as possible.
因为神在等着我们，是很和谐的。很团结的一起在工作。
Because God is waiting for us to work in harmony together.
哦，所以该请求原谅，我们就勇敢的请求原谅。
So when we need to ask for forgiveness, we need to do so courageously.
哦，我们也求神给我们一个宽广的心，我们很容易的接受人的道歉。
And we need to ask God to give us a generous heart so that we can accept the apologies of others.
哦，一个被人原谅的人，我们也要真的来接受别人原谅我们。
And as one who is forgiven, we need to accept the forgiveness of others.
哦，在这个团队的工作里头，我们不要一直的去执着于一件事情上面。
And in this team, we cannot just focus on one issue.
哦，因为你一直在那边绕不出来，只会伤害自己，伤害更多的人。
Because if you are just circling over this one issue, you're going to hurt yourself and others.
当你在一点绕不出来的时候，你就很容易产生不满跟怨恨。
And when you find yourself stuck over one thing, then you will feel very resentful.
哦，那在团队里头，如果有这个不满，有这个怨恨，那这个团队一定会失去力量。
And in this team, if we have this discontent and a resentment, then the outcome will not be good.
哦，有时候我们不是看个人，我们要看整个团体。
And sometimes we cannot just look at the individual; we need to look at the whole team.
我们请看撒母耳记上十五章。
21 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上十五章三十节。
First Samuel chapter 15, verse 30. Verse 30, then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, please, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and return with me that I may worship the Lord your God.
这是扫罗对撒母耳的请求。
So this is the request of Saul to Samuel.
有时候我们常常会说扫罗这个人呢、啊，他这很爱面子。
And sometimes we say that Saul really liked to save face.
这扫罗他已经得罪神了，他还要撒母耳在百姓面前啊来抬举他。
And Saul had already sinned against God, and he wanted Samuel to give honor to him before the people.
但是如果我们从另外一个角度来看
，But if we look from a different stance，
在这里扫罗他已经说我有罪了。
Saul had said that he had sinned。
那我们暂且不要去看说他这样的悔改是真心的还是说不是很真心。
So we can't say whether or not his repentance was sincere or not。
但是毕竟他还是国王。
But either way, he is the king。
因为神也还没有把他的王位给拿下来。
Because God had not taken away his reign yet。
他还是要继续的带领这些以色列百姓。
And he had to continue to reign over the Israelites。
所以对整个大局、整个团体来看。
And so towards the whole team。
他还是需要撒母耳来支持他。
He still needed the support of Samuel。
因为他还是要能够带得动这些以色列人。
Because he still needed to be able to lead these Israelite people.
如果一个国王不能够带动他底下的人
，And if a king cannot lead the people below him,
他怎么来保卫国家、保护这些老百姓
？How can he protect his nation and his people?
所以他必须要向撒母耳提出这样的请求。
So he needed to offer up this request to Samuel.
一个国王向撒母耳这样来提出请求。
So the king gave this request to Samuel.
所以我们或许这不是一个很好的例子，但是我们从这样的一个角度来看。
So perhaps this is not a good example, but from another viewpoint.
扫罗王他为了顾全整个团体。
Saul did this to strengthen the whole group.
所以在很多的时候，我们也需要拿掉我们自己。我们才能够看到整个图片、整个团体的利益。
So oftentimes we need to remove ourselves in order to see the whole picture.
好，我们最后看以弗所书第四章。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第一章啊，第四章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling.
在我们知道在这一段里头提出了好几个一。
And it mentions here several ones.
那所以今天不但有关得救的这些教训、这些教义它是不改变的它是合一的、独一的。
So the teachings towards salvation, they are one.
那就是在我们的生活里头，在我们做圣工当中，也是要这样子的合一的。
And in the same way in our work and in our servitude, we need to be one.
那我们要定出大家共同认定的工作的目标。
And we need to have a common purpose that we're all working towards.
大家为了相同的目标一起来合作，一起来努力。
And everyone needs to work towards this common goal together.
像我们早上所说的，有的还要加给他。
Just as we said this morning, to those who have, more will be given to them.
但因为我们每一个教会的宗教教育系，我们都是这样子蒙神的祝福。
And may all the religious education systems be blessed by God.
因为我们每一个家庭都是这样蒙神祝福。
And may all of our families also be blessed by God.
我们每一个地方教会都是这样子的蒙神祝福。
And may all the churches also be blessed by God.
我们所领受的是恩上加恩。
So that what we receive is strength, grace upon grace.
我们所领受的是力上加力。
And what we receive is strength upon strength.
我们所得着的是荣上加荣。
That what we receive is glory upon glory.
我们一起唱诗282首。
Let's sing hymn 282.